Congratulations on the new gig. What in the back of your mind made this decision feel right?
Well, it happened fast. I don't know if Coach Stringle told you, but I got the call on Monday, and I accepted the job Monday night after I got done talking with Brady and my mentor and my family. I just felt like it was the right thing to do. I mean, I'm going to a very prestigious program in South Plains, and they've won 2 national titles in recent years. I just felt like it was the right move to make at this time, as hard as it was.
You and Brady are obviously really good friends. So what was his message to you as you made the decision to leave?
Well, he made the transition kind of easier than I thought it was going to be for me, because he was so happy for me. I mean, Brady's a great guy, a great family man, and him and his family brought me in with them and really made Garden City feel like a home to me, and I felt like I could call them family. I mean, like you said, we did get really close over this last year, and he was just very encouraging. He was proud of me. He was happy for me. Obviously, he said he was disappointed, talked a little trash to me, tried to make me feel bad, but it was all in good friendship, so... He made it easy for me. He was happy for me at the end of the day, and that's all I can ask for.
Fact is, you still turned down a couple of D1 offers during the summer, and really this year, this is your recruiting class that was coming in. So how hard was it, or was it, to walk away from that?
Oh, man, this was one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make in my life. And I'd be lying if I didn't say I've teared up over the past couple of days talking with people. I mean, talking with the players the other day when we had our team meeting. I mean, that was something I've never really had to do before, and it was just a learning experience for me, as hard as it was to do, it was just something I had to do.